Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, can you just both say your names and your titles?
Michelle Heslin, Executive Director for the Chorus.
And I'm Alan Laino, Artistic Director.
And we're talking about Congressional Chorus's return to live events here. It's going to be a nightmare on G Street, Friday, October 29th, two performances, 7:30 to 9:00. And then Saturday, October 30th for two performances, 7:30 and 9:00. Hey, thank you both so much for joining us. Before we get into this, you know, Halloween theme thing, big picture it for me. You know, how long have you been sidelined? Has it really been since 2019 since you guys have done a live show?
Sure has. 2019. Yeah. When the world shut down, definitely one of the first things that shut down were arts organizations and singing organizations, unfortunately, including us. So we, but it didn't completely shut us down. We transitioned to the virtual platform and focused on all kinds of digital programming throughout the pandemic. But this is our first one back that we've been working on for months since the summer, and trying to plan a reunion and return to live singing. And this is it.
Cool. Well, it's called A Nightmare on G Street, obviously, because Halloween's approaching and it will be, you know, Halloween weekend. What sort of, what sort of stuff will we hear the Chorus perform? You know, give me a sense of some of maybe the songs you might do.
Yeah, we're going to, we celebrate American music. And so we've always done an eclectic blend of music and genres. So you'll hear things like pop hits like Monster Mash and Thriller, good old Halloween classics, and some hip hop, and mixed in with film music, like music from Get Out, and everything from that to spooky soundscape avant-garde music.
Awesome. Isn't there also going to be some poetry or rap poetry?
Yeah. Yeah. We have an amazing featured artist. His name is Mandla Cozy Dunn, and he's an incredible storyteller, poet, rapper. And so we've commissioned him to write new works for this special for the show. So he's going to premiere some poetry and also hip hop verses, and take us through the night of spooky sounds and fun Halloween hits.
And he's local. He's from Maryland. So it's also adds that component to the Chorus's focus of what we do is local.
Cool. Do you know where in Maryland he's from?
I don't, but I do know that he's an alumni of University of Maryland because I went there as well.
All right. Go Terps. Me too. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, me too.
We're all of us. Terps. All right. All of us. All four of us, if you count Cozy. There we go. Great. Well, A Nightmare on G Street and Route 1, apparently. awesome. Well, the website also says you'll encounter spooky voices from the underworld with the lament of the weeping woman, La Llorona. Explain what that is.
Yes, so La Llorona is an old Latin American folklore, but the tune we're using comes from the Mexican folk song. And so La Llorona is the weeping woman who, tale has it, she murdered her children and laments about it. So the song that she sings is her crying for her loved and lost children. And we're doing this amazing arrangement of it by Vincent Cavaria.
Great. Now, remind our listeners where exactly this is going to be held.
At the Epiphany, the Church of the Epiphany, and it's on 10th and G Street, Northwest, over by the White House gift shop.
Gotcha. And is there anything we need to know in terms of COVID-wise? Like, do they need to wear a mask? Do they need to come with a proof of a vaccine? Or what's the deal with that?
That's a great question. We are, all of our singers are vaccinated and mask wearing, and we're asking the same of all of the audience. So if they can come in a Halloween mask, even better. If they're not vaccinated, I mean, they need to show proof of vaccination. And if they're not vaccinated, proof of a negative test within the last 3 days.
Great. Well, small price to pay to enjoy the show.
Cool. Yeah, we're trying to create a real safe environment for everybody. And, you know, it'll be great to get everyone back together. And we thought, what better type of show to do than a Halloween one where you know, you can dress up in masks anyways, right?
Yeah. Speak directly to the listeners in terms of, you know, encourage them to dress up and that kind of thing.
Oh yeah. So this is your time to dress up. If you want to use it as a warm up or make your big splash, the shows are on October 29 and 30th. So the 2 days before Halloween. So here's another excuse to break out the costume. We're going full costume and makeup and lights. And we want everyone in the building to be dressed up and just have fun with their masks and looks. And we are actually going to have a costume parade in the middle of the concert, including yours truly, our choristers, and also the audience. So see if you could beat us with your costume and win best costume of the night.
Awesome. So you will crown a winner at the end, you said?
We will crown a winner at each show. Cool. So if maybe if you don't win the first show, you can come back the next night and try again.
Yeah, if you don't win at 7, stick around. 7:30, yeah. Stick around for 9.
Keep coming back. Don't give up.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and what does the winner win? Is there a certain prize?
It'll be winner will have 2 free tickets to a future concert.
Wow, that's worth it right there. All right, well, give me a sense of the Congressional Chorus. Like, how long have you been around, and who makes up the chorus? Like, I guess it's all local people with other day jobs, or, you know, give me a sense of the actual group.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick historical background. It was started in 1987 by congressional staffers, and they formed a choral group to share their love of American music with their friends and colleagues. And it didn't really matter which party they worked for on Capitol Hill. Well, that kind of became contagious and spread throughout the DC metro region. And the chorus has grown into over 100 adult singers. And then we also have a senior group. It's a weekly free program that we provide to senior citizens. And that is a 25 member group.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Cool. This is going to be great. I think our listeners, they're always looking for Halloween stuff to do. So this is going to be perfect and a unique thing, not just your typical thing. So
yeah, and it's also open to children. I mean, I wouldn't necessarily recommend maybe, you know, like 5 or 6 or younger, but the older children, I think they'd really enjoy this concert as well. So it's a family event.
Yeah, definitely a fun-filled event. Mostly there'll be a moment of maybe PG-13 spooky or PG spooky, but for the most part, it's going to be full of fun, dance, song, and a live band. So it'll be lots of fun.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a good litmus test, if you're singing Monster Mash, that gives you sort of an idea.
Yeah.
It's spooky, but it's more Hocus Pocus spooky than Chainsaw Massacre spooky.
Right. Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I'm trying to think what else. Oh, before we run, someone speak directly to the listeners and say, you know, speak like you're talking straight to the parents. Like, hey, you know, if you go out and go trick or treating and you want to find something cool to do after, come here. Like, you know, paint it in terms of talk directly to the parents of planning their weekend kind of a thing.
Hey, parents, grab the whole family. And we invite you to join the chorus for our first performance this season. Please join us on October 29th or 30th for an unforgettable show. We have the amazing chorus, a live band, dancers, and the phenomenal poet, storyteller, artist, Mandela, Cosi Dunn, and Halloween costumes for everyone.
Awesome. Thanks so much for doing this. Again, it's A Nightmare on G Street by the Congressional Chorus. It's going to be Friday, October 29th at 7:30 and 9 p.m. and Saturday, October 30th at 7:30 and 9 p.m. as well. So wear your costume, win the contest, and hear some good, spooky, fun, family-friendly music. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you, Jason.
All right. Appreciate it.